Unit 2. Exam practice. Listening. You'll hear a woman talking on the radio about Sport Aid. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 6. Now listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 6.
Hello, you're listening to Redgate Radio and I'm Alex Dunbar. As you may know, people in the city will be taking part in Sport Aid this weekend. Here's Liz to tell us more about this event and how you can get involved.
Thanks, Alex. Well, this is the fourth year of Sport Aid, and it looks like it's going to be bigger and better than ever. Sport Aid is organised by the City Council, and it supports a number of different charities, although the main reason for its existence is to raise money to help developing countries. Last year, it raised over £100,000, and that money has helped to make life a little easier for people in many parts of the world. Just to give you one example, the village of Otunga in Chad now has a water supply, meaning that the people no longer have to walk miles every day just to get water. And there are countless stories like that. By contributing to the infrastructure of different regions, it's hoped that things like Sport Aid will enable many more people to climb out of poverty. Another way in which that happens is by giving people the knowledge and skills to earn money. One of the biggest issues facing people in many poorer areas of the world is education. Something that we take so much for granted can be rare and expensive in some regions. Education is seen as key to development, and money from Sport Aid has paid for schoolrooms and equipment in a number of places. So what can you do to help? There are lots of ways in which you can get involved. First of all, you can go down to the biggest attraction of the day, the Sport Aid charity football match. There will be thousands of people at City Stadium, and all the money raised from the sale of tickets goes to charity. There's much more going on than just a football match, of course. There will also be lots of entertainment for the whole family, including a fair, stalls selling all kinds of food, and even a chance to try out some sports you may not have tried before, like softball and volleyball. It's probably going to be a very active day, so it's best to make sure that everyone is in comfortable clothes before you go down there. It's always a fantastic day out, and it's a great way to show your support.
Before you hear the rest of the talk, you have some time to look at questions 7 to 10. Now listen and answer questions 7 to 10.
But you're not restricted to being a spectator. Apart from the main event, there are a large number of smaller events taking place across the city. These range from fun runs around the park to games of cricket, and there's sure to be something happening in your area. Contact details are available for the people putting together each event, and you can get those from the council website. We'll be giving you the address for that at the end of the program. It's still not too late to organise your own event, as lots of people around the city are, although you'll have to get going on it now. First of all, do check that there isn't a similar event in your area, and then call the town hall to register your event. The local council needs to approve all events, and you'll stand more chance if you can come up with a sport that's new to some people, rather than just another game of football. Use your imagination, or try the internet to get some ideas. Try to come up with something that's going to get lots of people along, and which will raise money. You might not want to go for anything that turns out to be too costly, though, since the council isn't able to supply bats or balls or anything else you need. But they will give you advice on finding a good location, and might even be able to help you out with small prizes for winners, as well as making sure that everyone knows about your event by publicising it on the website and sending you an organiser's pack with lots more information. There are a couple more things you need to be aware of for your event. There aren't any age restrictions. Although, if you're under 18, you'll need to get an adult, such as a parent, to sign the forms for you and to handle any money raised. But you do need to live in the Redgate area. You should also be prepared for anyone to turn up, since all events are public.